Yeah, and welcome to Business Party Podcast, and we have some really special guests, both hosts of The Wrong Show. Yeah. Woo!
That one guy's my favorite. I don't know.
The guy with the mustache,
he's
kind of an asshole.
No, he's my favorite.
Kind of cool. Kind of cool guy. So what's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Doing well.
Why don't you, it's been an interesting day.
I had the day off.
I don't think you guys need an introduction, but why don't you introduce yourself to our three fans?
Yeah. You want to take it?
Oh, we're The Wrong Show. We're two dudes. We sit on couches. We make fun of politics, the news. We play games very, very badly. Not good at them at all. But what we are good at is drinking.
We're good at that.
Yes. Indeed.
We formed. During the age of the thing.
The Comic-Cuff. What's acceptable, because we're also on YouTube right now. There's certain buzzwords that we've got.
not enough people watch us to get us in.
Yeah, like that's one thing. I've been waiting for us to get kicked off YouTube or something so far. I'm like, we'll say whatever.
It will happen.
Yeah. We got muted and was forced to take out like 5 minutes of the show. Yeah. Turns out they don't like it when you make jokes about that was when they were putting gasoline in bags.
You remember that? When people were putting gasoline in like Walmart bags?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really?
I didn't hear that.
And then Alvin says, you guys are doing it wrong. You need to get the styrofoam coolers and fill that. They did not like any of that.
No.
You're doing it wrong.
We're two dudes that you know, when everybody was telling all politicians and media was telling you guys, hey, you have to stay at home, you can't see your family, you can't do this, you can't do that. We were like, what if we just took the living room to other people?
Yeah. Just bring it to you.
It kind of worked out awesomely, man, because the family grew really big. I met Mr. Business here, and the family keeps growing.
Hashtag grow the couch.
Yes, grow the couch.
Hell yeah.
We're like the only streamers I know of that don't have their mic like, hey.
Right
here on them. It literally gives you the living room feel.
Yeah, I'm right here, guys. I can see you.
That's what that's what I've been kind of thinking of, a way to rearrange my setup a little bit, because like there is ways that I would like to be able to do that. And also, since I wear glasses, I'm always like this, so I look like an anime antagonist with my bright ass white eyes.
That's a really good point. I sit far enough away from a screen, so there's not really that much reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Yeah. Because I'll rewatch our shit, and I'm like, I can't see anything that I'm looking at.
You got to be careful. You can almost see the reflection of your monitor in your glasses. So.
I know. We can all see his Grindr profile. We get it.
There you go.
I know. Hey.
Shut those open tabs.
Let me close this porn down real quick.
Take meat spin off.
Like showfeet.org. Whoa, there's a porn. What?
I don't know.
We don't judge here.
Why do you got grandmastoes.com on?
Oh my god.
Is she stepping in peanut butter? No,
it better not be crunchy.
I'm gonna turn the lighting down a little bit back here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you guys met during the Jabathon?
Oh, yeah. We're neighbors, so. Uh-huh. Oh, you too. Who are we talking about? You?
No, you guys.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
We've known each other for quite a number of years.
Hell yeah.
That's why when you see a stream like the news over at his house and I'm belligerently drunk at the end of the night, I'm not driving home. I'm literally stumbling.
Just stumbling. Like, stumble over here. Yeah.
It's 37 feet south, and then here I am. You know?
So, yeah. Aces. Aces.
Hell yeah.
It's going to build a compound. So
that's actually been talked about.
We're still kicking it.
I've had that conversation myself. Let's just buy a big plot of land and just buy a bunch of houses, and we'll start our own what is that show? The Walking Dead. We'll just make our own little
wall and all.
Yeah.
It's almost like wall work.
Yeah, walls.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, really? No.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy concept.
Put her in the White House. This administration.
I feel like they've worked since the Genghis Khan era.
Mongolian assholes. You can show it up. Mongolian assholes. I'm going to keep them out of the country.
You mean like castle walls? You know, like...
Moats.
Yeah.
Like Monty Python?
I always told myself that if I won the lottery, like an outrageous amount of money, like $100 million, that I would build a castle, and I would literally have guards with pikes. I'd pay them $70,000 a year, just two of them to stand in front of it. It'd have a drawbridge, a moat with alligators.
Right.
That would be badass.
I'd have a wizard tower that I could go out in my underwear and cast spells on people.
Didn't Elon Musk do that at Star? SpaceX when he first started?
Maybe.
I don't know. He had to tear it down like 5 years ago or something, but he's like, yeah. Had a castle up there, and there's like one guy with a spear.
That's hilarious.
I would do it, man. I would become weird as fuck. I'm already weird as fuck, but if I had $100 million, buddy,
there's no limit.
Yeah, right.
it's like that meme. It's like, yeah, if I win the lottery, there's gonna be hints. You're gonna see.
Yeah. She's gonna turn into Howard Hughes, just peeing bottles in your movie room.
Speaking of lottery, let's have a round of applause for the guy that won that huge multi-million-dollar payout.
Yeah.
Over $500 million to the IRS. The IRS.
Yeah.
Over half the money.
$822 million.
Yeah.
They won the lottery. What else do you guys want?
Well, that's how they're paying their salary.
You know what? That's what
yeah.
Right.
They're like, you know what? All those agents, just go ahead and give us that fucking lottery money. We're going to need that.
$1.6 billion.
Yeah.
And then they came out with $467 million.
That's all they got. IRS was
$1.15 billion.
Yeah.
They took with no repercussions at all.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, man.
No hesitation. They just went, hey, we'll take that. I mean, not that $433 million isn't a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's no reason I still haven't gotten my tax return. But there's still no reason. Sons of bitches.
Would I be grateful for $467 million? Yes. Would I tongue punch a line of guys' fart boxes right now for $460? Yes.
Like, probably.
I'm not.
But I would.
Yeah. The big question remains: what would you do for $1 million? And I've always said, there's nothing I wouldn't do for $1 million that didn't involve me hurting myself or making it where I couldn't spend the money. So I'm not going out murdering somebody and going to prison.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, we had this conversation at work one time, me and two guys. And they were like, would you do anything for me? And I said that. And
you can't just have it start a conversation, me and two guys. What would you do for $1 million?
There's me and two guys sitting in the submarine. So I was safe.
Okay. A combination of $14 in their bank account, so we're good.
One guy's like, well, would you suck one for $1 million? I'm like, buddy, $1 million would buy a lot of mouthwash, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
My other buddy's like, oh yeah, I'd do it. And then the other guy was like, I always said I would do it for 3 years salary and a Mazda Miata. I'm like, bro, that's like $150,000 and a Miata.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
What the fuck?
That's $152,000 total.
Right, I say that's fucking lowered expectations, homie. Yeah, got up that ante.
That guy's been let down a lot in life.
Right? He ain't expecting much.
Who hurt him and told him he can't have a Miata?
His dad, his uncle, and his grandpa.
Salary, buddy. I don't know if you know this or not, but $1 million is more than 3 years salary and a Miata.
Like a lot more.
So, anyways, the IRS made out with a ton of money.
Oh yeah,
hired 87,000 new agents that have the right or have to have the ability.
Physical ability. Did you guys see that? Their jobs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You got to be fit, physically fit, know how to use a firearm, ready to use a firearm.
Ready to use lethal force.
Lethal force and put yourself in dangerous situations.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and it was the next day they fucking took that off of that. They deleted that 404. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that error 404
code. We got the screenshot for it. forget. So,
right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. It's like the internet never forgets, man. You're going to put that out?
And something sure. I didn't know. I was kind of researching it, you know, for the news, because we do the news on Thursday. Mm-hmm. The IRS has the ability to arrest you.
Yeah.
I always thought like there had to be a judge sign off on that and the police was involved. No, IRS could just show up, suspect you of a crime. IRS takes you to jail.
Any federal agent can arrest you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually thought that it was just, you got to have a judge or a cop involved. No. IRS, way up high on the totem pole.
See, those motherfuckers, they do not deserve that kind of power. That's fucked up.
Well, hear me out. No federal agent does.
Right.
No, that's true. Yeah.
CIA can arrest you. FBI can arrest you. Your state BI can arrest you. Well, that's TBI.
I knew that, but the IRS? I guess, like the tax man? What the fuck?
Yeah, hear me out.
How did you go from taking my money to arresting me?
Get rid of them. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I am about as fucking minarchist as you can become. I believe the smallest amount of government possible.
Oh, yeah.
And even they're corrupt and should have term limits.
Yeah.
And at the end of their term should maybe be tarred and feathered.
Dude, absolutely. There's a tweet that I put up. I'm glad that you just said that. A tweet that I put up a while ago. I was like, okay, hear me out. We should have political fight club in order to get into office from here on out. Dana White can secure the fight on Fight Island. Joe Rogan and Bob Menery are the announcers, and the first term fight limits are every 2 years. Governors, they can challenge in between.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah. That's fine.
That way you're going to weed out the weak. Right, probably nobody under 40 is going to, or 45 is going to really go. I mean, once you hit 50, 55 and you're fighting a 30-year-old for office, do you think?
What? Yeah. You know, just build more Walmart. Well, they need more greeters. There we go. Right? Joe Biden, there you go, buddy.
There it's you
Walmart
go.
Walmart greeter. Walmart greeter.
And one of the biggest things about that would be that you would always have someone whose life, not saying that politicians' lives don't matter. I mean, they don't, but I'm not saying that. But I don't need Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or that short, fat fucker that wears his pants all
Jerry
day.
Nadler.
Jerry Nadler. Yeah,
he shit himself, yeah.
I don't need those fuckers making decisions that are going to affect my kids' lives.
Yeah. No.
These guys didn't grow up in the time of the internet, didn't grow up in the hardships that we grew up with.
Yeah.
They watched The Train being made.
Yeah.
Right.
Bitch.
Right.
How are you going to be transportation secretary? We're talking about electric cars. You watched goddamn planes get made for the first time ever. Jesus.
Speaking of Howard Hughes, Randall Franklin.
Yeah.
Like, what the
Jesus Christ, yeah, man.
I don't.
Like, it blows my fucking marbles, dude. I don't care about any of these politicians, but you need younger people in there. You need people in office that are dealing with the same shit that people are dealing with. Age group.
Absolutely, and also to get them to listen to us as well. I mean, I'm a big proponent of saying fuck federal taxes to actually make them listen to us.
Yeah.
But if that can't completely happen, I would love for them to lower their fucking salaries to about what I make, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. So if you really do fuck up, you're gonna hear about it more instead of sitting on your tower of $175,000 a year.
Damn right, and you can't manipulate the stock market, and your husband dabbled.
Exactly. I agree with that too. I can understand the point of they want to say anybody should be able to do or whatever. Anybody should be able to participate in the market. I can understand that point, but because you're setting legislation in order to be able to play that stock market.
Yeah.
That's where you can't. That's where you shouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Agreed. Now when grandma makes the laws of what you can and can't do either.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like Martha Stewart went to jail for insider trading.
Right.
But Nancy Pelosi does it twice right in front of you over the past 2 years. Nobody bats a fucking eye.
It's totally fine.
No, it's fine.
Well, that's why it doesn't even matter if the internet's forever now. It's like, did people just turn a blind eye to it no matter what?
It's just like,
hey, do you guys remember that Biden bribed the Ukrainian government? No, he didn't. Here's the video. Well, that's not the same thing as Trump did. No, it's worse. You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, it's worse.
It's worse.
Way worse. Way worse. We hoped that country overthrew their government and then put a new government in because it was changing from the Russian ruble, their standard of currency, to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. And who we're going to put in charge of this? Well, let's put, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi's grandkids in and Hunter Biden. He can run the gas company. That's a great idea. That's never going to bite us in the ass in about 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
On the topic of Hunter Biden, does that guy like? Does he just think it's a good idea to like live stream every time he smokes crack?
Yeah,
I know, dude.
There's
so much that we can't show on Twitch too. Dude. My God, he's just like crack. Here's my scales. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude. That's still that meme is my fucking favorite one. Whenever it's anytime Hunter gets cracking whores, and it's a dude with a helmet on with a million fucking cameras. It's like, why are you doing that?
Just keep it a secret. Yeah, everybody likes drugs and whores. You don't have to broadcast.
Yeah,
but I love.
And he's drinking White Claws and smoking crack. And it's just this green glow behind him. He's completely naked. He's just sitting there, just smoking crack. Who's this video for?
Computer, turn the basement to green.
Uh-oh. Setting the mood.
We're Hunter Biden. Just staring into the camera. Yeah, just staring. We need White Claws.
Oh, man.
At least he got his teeth fixed. I mean,
There we go. God. Well, that's one of the most fucked up things though too, is that every time somebody does the whataboutism, because that's really the only way you can actually make some of the law work. You can't have this and not this, but every time somebody pulls in the whataboutism about Hunter and shit, they're always like, well, he's not the president. I don't give a flying fuck. The man is breaking federal laws.
And if the man is touching children. Others, who cares?
Yeah, that's really
tough. Yeah. I don't care if he's the president's son. He needs to be behind bars.
Yes.
But
my favorite thing about Hunter and his cell phone videos is it looked like he just discovered cell phones, and he's just like,
right?
Like everybody over the age of 50's profile pic on Facebook. It's literally this, and there's 10 of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
Did you see the video of him pull? He slid down a slide and into a pool, and he's just pulling himself, just talking to one of the hookers. Okay, we'll go there, and then we're gonna go over here. And he sounds just like his dad. He sounds just like his dad.
They probably have done, Biden probably has done that amount of drugs. It's just a different course in the lifespan.
That's true.
He sounds like fucking Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
You know.
A lot.
Sometimes right about now, fucking Ozzy is more coherent than Biden. Like, that's sad.
Big facts.
That is fucking saying something, because, bro, I actually saw Ozzy in 2005. Me and my dad went to Ozfest. And it was fucking epic, man. Like, now that was 17 years ago, and Ozzy's run. Like, this was when in peak of the Osbournes. Sharon, get me a burrito. You know, like,
right.
Completely fucked out of his gourd. But when he hit the stage, man, it was like he did like 6 bumps of coke before he went on stage, because motherfucker was sweating like crazy, and he's running from one side of the stage to the other. And I'm just like, how's this even the same guy?
Right.
Like,
right. Oh yeah, you ain't lying. I think I saw him that same year, because that was my main starting was like 2001 Ozfest, and I think I went 4 or 5 straight years, missed a couple, but I saw Ozzy once, and I was like, I can't believe this dude's still doing it.
Yeah,
and that was then.
Man, it's fucking killer. We got into it big the other day we have a segment called The Last Call.
Yeah,
which is where we just sit back there at my bar and me and Danny and one guest, we sit around and we just talk. Kind of like very podcasty, kind of like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And except everybody's like, you know, in person. And we have very vastly different political opinions on the Wrong Show.
Opinions on religion,
opinions politics. On politics. Yeah.
The cool thing is everybody loves each other and still like, okay, I disagree with that, but cool, I respect you.
We have Satanists, we have Christians, we have pagans, we have all kinds of religions that follow us. We've got liberals. We've got anarchists. We've got conservatives. We've got Democrat, old school Democrats. We've got Republicans. We've got, you know,
Don't forget the ladies with the extra parts.
Yeah, we have ladies with extra parts. We've got chicks with dicks. We've got dudes with boobs. I was going to do this like a fucking...
Can you say this like Cheech from like Carnival Barker?
We've got Christians. We've got liberals. We've got People who like to watch the ladies get fucked. We got dicks, we got dudes with boobs. We got it all. Come one, come all. Come to the rock
show. You can find a better show, watch it.
But, right? Yeah.
And we got the white kids, too.
Oh, that was amazing.
At the same time, the other day on the last call, we started talking about movies and music, and the chat and everybody at the bar was ready to fucking...
That was a can of worms.
We're out for fucking blood.
Uh-oh.
Like, how dare you have that opinion about Queen? Whoa! How do you not know what Sabaton is? What the fuck?
Oh, dude, I get that sometimes when I'm like, Nirvana was okay, and then I get the hardcore Nirvana person like, they were the greatest fucking band of all time.
Yeah,
like,
basically happened on
that
show.
That happened.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was like, 90s grunge bands suck dick, and Nirvana sucks the most dick. I was like, yeah. The only thing that Nirvana sucks harder was Kurt Cobain when he suck started that shotgun.
Oh, I can't wait to see the comments under this video.
Woo, yeah.
But then everybody, of course, was like, oh, my God, dude, what are you talking about? Nirvana was great. I'm like, bro, one of his lyrics is a mosquito, my libido. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
That was on so much heroin. He didn't know what he was doing. He was riding the H train so hard. He was just,
Right. How many O words can I put to with this, man?
My friend. No, I didn't. Oh.
Well, like only... No, that wasn't a song. That was just speaking thoughts. Like,
right.
I
personally think the only band, like you said, like that 90s grunge era, I wasn't a big fan either, besides like basically fucking Alice in Chains just because of fucking Jerry Cantrell.
We literally said that. I was like, that was my opinion on it. I was like, I hate all 90s grunge except Alice in Chains. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that was that was one of the worst eras of music ever. I'll take 70s smooth jazz over fucking 90s grunge.
You know, you got a point. I'm not gonna lie.
I thought you get stuck. Mix those two things together.
Right? Hey.
I was totally different. I was into rap in the 90s.
Oh, there you go.
I was with my big ass starter jacket, which I got now, and my they were Timberlands. They were the other Lugs. I was wearing Lugs.
Yeah.
Lugs.
Nineties rap was to me late '80s. Nineties rap was the best rap. There's modern day.
I think
rap
so too.
Hot garbage.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah,
I'll throw down with some old school Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah.
NWA.
Yeah. Bone Thugs. Yeah.
Biggie. Yeah. Tupac.
Yeah.
Bone Thugs. Yeah.
I will. Yeah. That era of rap, I'm here for it, buddy.
That's oh yeah. Good. Hell yeah.
But I still
love a good all in one.
Heavy and Black.
There you go.
What?
I like my music how I like my women. Heavy and Black.
There we go.
Everyone's got to have standards, right?
Yeah, we had I made two off the wall jokes that night when it came to music, and then we can move on. We can get back to spicy shit after that. Somebody started talking about shotguns right before music. They were talking about how versatile the weapon is. And I was like, oh, yeah. Shotguns are very versatile.
Good point.
They're used by duck hunters, breachers, home defense, sad musicians. They're used. It's a very wide array of things that shotguns can be used for. The other one was Pantera's getting back together. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Lyle, Dimebag Darrell's best friend, is going to be playing guitar for them. Oh. You familiar with Zakk Wylde's signature guitar, the Gibson Les Paul that's got the guitar? You know, I was like, I don't know that a Pantera guitar should really be on stage with a bullseye on him, but it's
probably a bad idea.
Might be a bad idea.
It took a second. This time, he's like,
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get shot on stage.
Got it. Yeah. Listen, music nowadays is just all about being upbeat. That's all. And you can't even, you know, I mean, it's funny because I'll put music on at work and it's everybody from the age of 20 something to 60 something. And you just put on like the 70s channel. Everybody knows every song.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, well, so it's like that's probably the best music hands down. My kid's 19 and she knows that.
Oh yeah. Well, like today, nowadays, especially coming from my side, whenever I pay attention, like being a musician, paying attention to like basically all the 3 to 4 basic fucking chords, everything is nothing but like either ripoffs of sounds, loops put in, C, D, E chords used, and that's about fucking it. That's all it is. It's completely just constantly recycled shit. There's bands that come around every once in a while that I do like. What I'm like, I've heard of them yet, but say Graveyard. Those guys are fucking awesome, but they're like a 70s style band nowadays. So they're really fucking dope, but it's like you rarely get standout bands these days anymore.
If you like thrash, have you checked out Power Trip?
No.
Dude, Power Trip is a band that came out like 5 years ago, and they use equipment from the 90s. So even their amps are like old school tube amps and shit. Swing of the Axe is a song I would recommend checking out. Power Trip, Swing of the Axe. I was like, who the fuck is it? It came on the radio one time. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Well, I'll be checking them out for sure. Hell yeah.
It was they're like a modern day thrash metal band. They got Steel Panther. You ever heard of them?
Like I've seen them live before. They get a little ridiculous. They're like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but they're like an 80s glam band that came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. I saw them with fucking Guar. You want to talk about the craziest show I've ever seen? I saw Marilyn Manson live. That was pretty wild. But then Rob Zombie or White Zombie, that was pretty good. But then I saw Guar and I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to experience anything like this ever fucking again.
Yeah, did you get squirted by the big space dildo?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I was right up in front and then fucking they actually brought out the Pope and shit and they cut his face off and it was blood flying out. I was like, oh.
Yeah, bro. Like David Brockie was a madman, man. He would do all kinds of crazy shit like that. Mm. But anyway, we can get off music. Well,
I saw O Town.
O-Town. Oh man, yeah. That used to be my vacation, man. Me and my ex-wife, we'd spend all of our vacation every year and just go to concerts. That was it. I've seen some heavy hitters, bro. Like I've seen some and I've played in some. So, but yeah, we can talk music anytime. Fuck it. What else we got going on? The FBI raided Trump.
Oh yeah, that is a thing that happened.
Yeah. And now it's and then the latest thing that I just saw, which I did retweet, Justin, DOJ asks judge to keep Trump affidavit sealed.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's hiding what here? Like they took all the security camera footage from Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI did and broke into a safe. And then they're trying to say, oh, it's classified information. How much classified, not to play whataboutism, but how much classified information does everybody else that's been president, like the Clintons, still have? Like,
it's
been declassified. Well, you still have it.
Right. Well, fucking Obama himself literally still has millions of fucking documents.
Like, well, I mean, he's the president, so yeah, he still needs them.
Right. No, you're not wrong.
Well, I'm getting all wee weed up. I gotta talk to Joe about this. get him scheduled. Here we go.
Yeah, it's man, I don't agree with that at all. But I unfortunately, as much as I say it, I wouldn't agree with it if they raided Obama's house.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't either.
Nobody needs to get fucking raided over
this. Especially like from my understanding of it. If they had just asked him to turn the documents over, he would have done so.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the works of turning over stuff.
You say what?
He was in the works of turning over stuff. They had asked him about it in June, and he was turning stuff over already. And this was kind of like, what happened to Roger Stone, where they were just in the middle of the night, just broke in and just like mm-hmm. for no reason. And they're like, what was that for? Like, how necessary? Yeah. You could have just asked us to come out. We would have come out.
Well, and
you
could have
arrested us. You didn't need 14 people with guns that you say don't belong in civilians' hands, you know?
Right. Well, even if it came down to there's still another step even before a raid, even if you asked him and he possibly even said, no, he's not bringing them, that's why you subpoena him.
Yeah.
And then you start going from there. There was a bunch of misstepped areas. Yeah. And yeah, and I agree. Even if it was Obama, you don't fucking go raid his stuff because he's allowed to have that stuff.
Yeah, I've always had the aspect. I would treat a no-knock raid the same as I would treat any home invasion.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you came into the house. Play more Roomba, activate.
I was going to say Boomba.
At that point, you really don't need to be worried about me with the shotgun naked at the end of my hallway. You need to be more worried about the 3 pipe bombs I made while I was blackout drunk last night. I don't forgot where I put them.
Somewhere.
Surprise.
Surprise for both of us. Even when Merrick Garland was asked about it, he said that it was up to Christopher Wray, and then Christopher Wray got up there, and he was like, yeah, it was all signed off on, he's the head, the buck stopped with him at that point, right? He's like, I don't have that information. How do you not have the information? You're the guy that's supposed to have the information. So it kind of looks like he's going to be the sacrificial lamb, in my opinion. Like, no, right. If there was any fuckery, and oops, this looks bad, Christopher Wray... sorry, you're the front guy for this,
right? Yeah. And the worst part to me is like seeing all this, like how no, like all this cross communication, nobody seems to know who was what. Then Merrick Garland also said that he personally said yes, that he signed off on it, so then it comes down to him, but yet no one knows, like, how is anybody in even trusting the FBI or even in the FBI themselves being like, you know what, I'm going to resign. I'm going to go do something else because you guys.
It's the Spider-Man meme of all of them pointing at each other and they're
like,
oh, this was up to you. You said it was up to you. I thought it was up to you.
If you meant for any Rick and Morty fans out there, you got the Mr. Nisi.
You know what? I want to try their fucking, the way that they do things every time they get called in the places there where they're like, how about this information, whatever else, be like, can I get back to you that at a later time? Next time I go to court, I'm just going to keep saying that. Be like, hey, just can I get back to you that at a later time?
I don't recall.
Next time I'm in traffic court, that's it. Is this you blaring past this red light at 95 miles an hour? I don't recall.
I'll get back to you later on that one.
Let me check my records. I'll send you an email.
And you notice they never follow up.
No, yeah, that's the one thing too. They never follow up. Like, they never follow up. I never hear the follow ups. Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah.
Well, I can email you that and let you know. Okay. So I asked you about that a month ago. What happened? I'll email you about that, let you know.
I got really busy, okay? Like, I was totally track of time. And, I lost track of time.
We had white claws.
See, every time I hear white claw now, I always think of Brandon Herrera videos because he's always shooting white claws in every fucking video he's in.
He pulls up a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Another thing we can talk about is, did anybody see the holy fuck moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking proud of Bernie Sanders, where he came out.
I think I saw that.
And at the end, he was like, he's like, there is an overwhelming number of people who, he's like, 82% of Americans don't have trust in the government. Oh shit.
No shit, Sherlock.
He said 82% of people don't support, or 84 and 16. Is there 82 and 16 and 18, or 84 and 16?
Yeah.
Did not trust the Senate and thought that they no longer have the people's best interest in mind. X amount of people do not trust the Republicans or the Democrats to have anything in mind and believe that we should have a multi-party system now. And he said, and what is most alarming is the amount of people who are willing to take up arms against the government.
Gosh, do tell.
Gee, Bernie, I wonder fucking why.
Oh, keep talking like that, socialist daddy. It makes me hot.
Oh, he's like, govern me harder, daddy.
Yeah.
They locked the country down for several years and kept trying to play the same game. No, don't go outside. It's scary. You're going to spread disease.
Yeah, speaking of that shit, dude, that whole CDC deal, like whenever that came out, and I just posted something on Facebook not too long ago being like, for all of you that took it, had to fucking lose your job, had to get out of the Army, military period, any of that, if you're not fucking furious by CDC changing everything to where everyone is even now, we've been telling you that since the fucking beginning. You guys should be fucking furious.
We got a story for Thursday. It's a very quick clip, but it's from CNN.
I would like to have that Bernie speech in the news too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's CNN saying that CDC has changed all the guidelines, and they've got some talking head scientist from the CDC, and he says all Americans now have some form of immunity from COVID. Like, and then he goes out. I lean forward, and I'm like, "Go ahead, say it." And he goes, "You're natural."
Say it.
That Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, yeah.
He said it.
Have you read the CDC's latest coronavirus policy? It's literally if you deduce it down, it's literally just do whatever.
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, it's basically
go to daycares with it. Hell, go visit Gam Gam with it. Fuck them.
Right.
Yeah.
Here it is. I got it.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus.
God.
It's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms.
Locked the country down because of this
shit.
Sorry about your job. Sorry about your family. Sorry about not being able to go to Gam Gam's funeral.
Sorry about taking the economy.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry about the inflation. Sorry about the suck.
If people would have just listened to realize that we should have just not done what Cuomo did with the elderly and actually handle them properly, a lot of things would have been a lot fucking better. And it should have just been that way.
Gretchen Whitmer. She did the same exact stuff.
But if once again, if people read the actual fucking bill instead of just listening to these dumbasses who don't even like, how do you listen to somebody who goes, "We didn't have time to read it, so but we got to vote on it anyway." Are you fucking kidding me?
Quote is, "We have
to see what's in the bill." Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
what?
And she did it again. What did she do? She just did it again with the Inflation Act. She was like, "Yeah, we got to pass it in order to see, you know, in order to reap the benefits from it and see what's in it." What?
That's not how this works. It should be like, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Voting on that up to the point of when it was passed. So they were voting and they said the price tag is $470 billion. Okay. That's the price tag. They passed it. Boom. Shipped. What's the price tag? Oh, it's $780 billion. It's right at a trillion. Like, where did money come from? Oh, the pages were stuck together in the back, I guess. I didn't see that.
I know where at least $1.15 billion of that came from. So.
The lottery.
The lottery, yes, exactly.
Here's a... I got the president's mouthpiece talking right here about it. Hold on. Let me see. I'm still learning how to do this. I did it six times already, and I still forget.
Oh, here we go, yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah, KJP. Oh, she's awesome.
Here we go.
Well, let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work through.
Folks.
Let's get this bill passed.
Let's hear this. Are we going to hear it? Are we going to play it? No?
Yeah. I hear it. Awesome.
We can hear it.
Oh, you hear it?
Yeah.
Hey, you just got to rewind.
Like,
let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all that's going.
Yeah,
that's not how that's supposed to work.
She's got the Pelosi syndrome,
and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work through. Let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work through.
How can anybody in government, in any way, shape, or form, think that that's an okay idea?
But the problem is the
trending tab. Did you see the trending tab? Hashtag unvaccinated. Hashtag Trump is going to prison.
Oh, Twitter. Never change.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, Twitter.
Please never change Twitter. I love you for what you are.
It's just a cesspool of garbage.
It is, dude. Since I went back on there, there's some decent stuff. I mainly went for news and shit talking, but it's like as I just keep going through things, I'm like, it is a fucking cesspool. Like, man.
I have a Twitter account that has no correlation to me at all. I'll never talk about it on camera.
Right.
It just stays in a perpetual 30-day ban. As soon as I get out of it, I go on there and drop some crazy bombshell and get put right back in the 30-day ban. And so it's about every like 2 hours. You can post again. You fucked up.
Are you sure you want to let me do that?
Twitter rehabilitation program.
Right.
It didn't work.
But they just have all the money in the all our money, and they can do whatever they want with it. And they just go, meh, we're just going to do this with it. We're just going to do that with it and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, fuck them. You know, it's not my money. I'm still getting paid.
We can just give it to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ukraine knows what to do with it. Yeah.
Imagine what $60 billion could have done for anything here.
Oh, dude,
I'll be honest with you. I would support socialist policies before giving it to Ukraine.
Oh, I've got one for you. So IRS, they hired all those agents and they got how much fucking money? That it was a boost. And it's like, I think it was 88 to $100 million more of what their funding was. Anyway, it's twice the number of what Elon Musk was trying to buy Twitter with. It's twice that number. So that was like 42.
So it's like 88 million.
So everybody was mad at Elon Musk, like, oh, he could have helped so many people if he just invested that money. Like, what? We just gave the IRS double that money. Like, why? Where's the outrage? And like, how come the IRS isn't like bailing?
Well, see, that's what I actually kind of thought too not too long ago. Whenever you said, like, you were saying the same thing about how they were giving Elon shit about that, I was like, well, why does, like, instead of all of that, how about you just take 330 million of whatever and give everybody $1 million fucking dollars and just leave everybody the fuck and then go from there, because then you could actually help a lot of motherfuckers instead of being like, oh, here's a $1,400 check when we shut down your shit. Because
you only get the $1 million check if you're vaccinated.
Fuck that. I'll go live in the woods.
And then you die and don't have time to spend it. And they get it back. The government gets, that's what they were doing. They're like, hey, listen, if we give them $1 million, we can tax them and then they won't spend any of it because you're going to die. And then we get it back. Sounds like a plan.
Right?
Yes. Hey, we're giving away $1 billion to anybody who takes it. Yay!
You know, I actually kind of wish that instead of Elon, but I know Elon likes Twitter, but instead of Elon buying Twitter, I almost wish he would try to buy TikTok.
Oh yeah. Bro, I had a video took down. I did that little teenage dirtbag challenge the other day.
Yeah.
And I had a video taken down on there because it had Dolly Parton in the picture.
How does that work?
Yeah, because they were like, do you have permission to post this from Dolly Parton? I'm like, no.
Because I know her personally. What the fuck are you talking about?
I have one of my best friends. He's actually been on the show for a couple times. Dolly Parton is literally his aunt. Like,
oh shit,
legitimate, yeah. Like legitimate first aunt. Like his real deal. Like I never believed it when he was going through school. He always talk about it, and then he calls me up. He's like, dude, I want you to be the best man at my wedding. I'm like, damn, yeah, of course, bro, anything. So I show up to his wedding, and there's a fucking big ass Escalade with a license plate that says Dolly. I'm like, no way. There's a brand new car parked out front that says just married on it. She bought them a car. She paid for the wedding venue. Then she gave each of us, the groomsmen and bridesmaids, $1,000 in cash each and rented us a big ass cabin up in
God damn.
Like 20 miles from Sevierville.
Yeah.
Like where Dollywood and all that stuff is. Yeah. She was probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That's
just suck her off.
I wish.
I wish. Yeah, exactly.
Come here, Dolly.
She really does that. Yeah. She just opens her pocketbook up and helps as many people as she can, which, you know, that's very rare.
Well, she's worth $500 million.
Yeah.
Well, that's like her and Shaq. You always hear about Shaq all the time. Just out of nowhere, he'll be at some store and all of a sudden he's like, here's computers for all you guys, or I'll buy your car. And I'm like, dude, that dude's fucking amazing sometimes when he's just out in public.
Keanu Reeves not really as much as like giving money out, but like I've seen videos of like Keanu Reeves pulled over on the interstate helping somebody change their tire.
Yeah.
I have too, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, your fucking John Wick gets out of the car, comes over and fucking helps you change your tire?
Right? You're pulling a lug off and you're like, Neo.
He just says, hold on, I gotta go get a crowbar in the car.
Whoa. Not a pencil, though, right? Oh,
you're like, Vio Gandios, Johnny Utah.
What was his character in fucking Point Break? He was the
Stallions, baby.
Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah.
That's right. Yep.
Vio Gandios.
Fuck yeah.
I actually have a fucking Point Break shirt.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That I bought not too long ago because I've been buying all sorts of weird ones. Like I saw this one that lets summon spirits. I saw that on fucking Amazon. I was like, okay, I'm getting that.
Nice. The artist that makes those, the exact shirt you're wearing, it's like a children's books. But they're like that, and it's funny as fuck. Like awesome. I've got one that says "Let's summon demons," and this girl in the pentagram. She's got candles all around him. There's one that says there's one that's like, "Mom, can I keep him?" And it's this little girl, and this giant werewolf is behind her, and there's like blood dripping from him.
I need that.
Behind him.
they're all at the Halloween store. When the Halloween store, what is it? Hot Topics too? They got them at Hot Topics in the Halloween stores.
Yeah.
I saw them. Yeah. And Five Below.
They're fun.
I've seen them at Five Below.
Oh, I remember Five Below too.
We have a Five Below right down the road.
Yeah.
Five Below. That's where I got half my computer shipped from Five Below. Hey, yeah, $5. Yeah. Plug this in, plug that there. If it goes on fire, I got insurance. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. You guys want to. I was going to say, here's something a little bit crazy. Let me pull this up. Have you guys heard this latest shit about actually what the FBI has done to somebody? Let me...
I've heard a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
I have an imagination.
let me guess. Waterboarded some students.
let's right? see.
Here you go. Here's a good one from...
the FBI. Whoa, that's a quote?
Yep.
Or too long to be able to clear those matters up.
May I say one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation unrelated in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that. They knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that.
Now, she was a reporter that was reporting on the Fast and Furious shit when it happened.
Cheryl Atkinson, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And they straight up tried to fucking say that to her, like, dude, anybody that can even trust any part of the fucking FBI at all, just, my God, stop being delusional.
Oh, dude, it's not just the FBI. It's literally every branch.
Well, CIA, NSA, all the three-letter agencies, none of them are any good.
If you get a three- or four-letter organization, you suck ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, all Fed boys that are listening, your wives have boyfriends.
They do. Right, your favorite sexual position is you got your phone and you're watching.
Right. You act like they don't know that they're not in the corner watching.
The boyfriend leans in. Is he always like this? She's just like, yeah, just try not to pay attention to it.
Yeah,
he's got the headphones on. He's just cranking up the game. He's like, I want to hear it.
Can you tell her that you're gonna waterboard her?
God.
Can you just waterboard her so I don't have to go to Kohl's this weekend?
Right? Can you just do it already?
That was good.
Oh my God, buddy.
I truly hate this guy that I'm going to share.
I truly hate this guy. I truly do.
If there was one politician I could give a drop an elbow on, it'd be this sorry sack.
Okay.
All right. Let me pull that. There we go. Oh yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Jamie Raskin.
I fucking hate this dude.
As soon as the act goes into effect, they hope that all of the provisions will begin to work. I know that those who've been blaming President Biden for the inflation going up are now giving President Biden all the credit for inflation going down. So we're moving things in the right direction already.
What? And what parts of the bill do you think will quickly work on that specifically?
Next question.
As soon as the act goes into
He's like, you know what? Effect, he's like, you know what? I have no fucking idea. Just move to the next question.
Like, I just told the Whopper of a lie. We got to move on. I can't add to that one. That was so big. Goddamn. Well,
I have left-leaning friends that have been on the show that fucking can't stand Biden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody likes this guy. Nobody. Because I'm genuine question. But I mean, I'm being real. Have you met a Biden supporter? I saw one lady driving down the road one time and one guy driving down the road one time with a truck that had the sticker on the back of it, but I'm pretty sure that somebody was just playing a prank on him, which gave me the idea that I was going to order 100 Biden stickers and start putting them on people's cars.
Yes.
I've never met one. I have a small restaurant. It's a pizza shop. And my refrigerator, you could see it pretty easily from the counter.
Right.
And folks that know us, you know, it's totally fine and normal to come around to the kitchen. And there's the refrigerator. And I have a giant sticker of Joe Biden going, I did that. And it's all of the prices over the past 3 years that I've had to, watching the chart just increase of like cardboard costs. Okay. Tomato costs, cheese costs, everything is higher. I've never had one person look at that. I've talked to Democrats, I've talked to Republicans, I've never had anybody that goes, I'm offended by that. Everyone's just like, nah, fuck him.
fuck him. He did it. Fuck him.
It's funny because you don't see anybody just, all it is you see vote blue no matter who. That's all it is. Yeah. You never hear, Biden, vote Harris. No, it's vote blue no matter who. They don't care. Yeah. They don't care.
But I've also heard the whole like vote red or you're dead thing too, like how it's, I don't agree. Like, people need to actually look into who the fuck they're voting for, no matter what. Because like Dan Crenshaw, fuck Dan Crenshaw. He's a fucking super rhino.
He supports red flag gun laws. Red flag gun laws. You're in a relationship and it didn't work out, and now one of them's going to be an asshole, and they found out like, I'm gonna get back at them. They got a concealed carry permit. I'm just gonna go tell the government that they're dangerous and made bad.
Exactly.
Now you're in the database, they take your firearm.
Don't you think that everybody voted for that? Is that though?
Yeah.
They're the person that will call up and go, they were the abused person in the relationship where they're like, well, you know, I think he was probably going to do something or she was probably going to do something.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you are.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. If Johnny Depp was armed,
right. Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
That woman, she took a shit in his bed for God's sakes. Jesus.
Well, I heard
real quick that if somebody took a shit in my bed, I'm not gonna have the fucking demeanor that Johnny did. I don't care if I can just afford a whole other grand king bed.
Yeah, he laughed at it, didn't he?
I'm not laughing at it. I'm putting their face in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna. If you're gonna do that, I'm gonna treat you like the dog that you are. And
like sweet.
Bad girl.
Let me play devil's advocate here. He might have put her face in it and then put it in her, and they might have liked it.
I'm not here for that. Like,
did you hear that she'd like supposedly her and Carrot? She was put on a throne at a party. And she was, let's just say there was a line of women who got a chance to be in her lap.
Huh?
Amber Heard? Really? Yeah. That's how her and Cara Delevingne got together. Because she was there like she was at the gynecologist. And
so this is some of the stuff that Depp was trying to get unsealed from the lawyers. And they're no. But now that German porn agency was like, "Hey, you need $10 million?
We got you, dog.
We got a movie for you,
right?
You remember the part where you shit in his bed? Do you think we can reenact that on film?
Right? They're like, you know what? You've heard of two girls, one cup. How about just you in one bed, and we're gonna fucking make this happen.
Oh God! One broke girl, one bed. You know?
Yeah. I swear to God, Marvel hires her. I will never watch another Marvel thing ever
again. Oh no. Uh oh. Fuck.
She's supposed to be the invisible cunt. I mean,
speaking of the invisible cunt. The Boys
is fantastic.
Oh, dude, The Boys is so good.
I saw the first season. I haven't seen after that.
Oh, my God. It gets better.
Amazing. It literally, each season gets better. God, man.
How can they one up that season? Oh, my God.
Oh, they done did it. They done did it. Okay.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I have to watch it.
It's good.
The Boys is real fucking good, and so is God damn it. I can't remember the cartoon version style of it. It's not the Boys.
Invincible.
Yeah, that show is fucking awesome.
That's coming out for another season soon.
Dude, when I watched the first episode, I was like, okay. Then about toward the end of it to the second one, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking wild.
Yeah, what you're talking about is the scene. Everybody kept telling me about it. They were like,
he did the same thing to me too. He's like, hey man, you need to watch this show. And I'm watching the first episode, and I'm like, that's pretty generic. It's just a generic superhero show. And then the scene, and I'm just sitting there stunned, and I'm like, I need answers right now.
Yes, exactly.
without giving spoilers, anybody that does want, did you just spend
fuck
the whole episode giving backstories to characters that no longer exist?
Right.
Yeah, you did that, and you know what? I fell for it. Yeah, you got me.
Look, right.
Let's watch the next 7 episodes.
Oh, dude. And I can't wait till next season of that shit, because shit's going to get fucking crazy.
Fun show.
The Boys or Invincible?
Invincible.
Both are fucking fantastic.
Well, Boys also, but they just wrapped up their shit. But I think it's been damn near a year since Invincible put out their first season, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Wife's working till late, so yeah, I know what I'm watching.
Hell yeah.
The Boys first.
Yeah, yes. The Boys is definitely good.
Yeah.
The voice actor for the main character. Not the dad. Well, I mean, you could determine like who is the main character of the show, Omni-Man or his son.
True, yeah. I guess it's his son.
So Omni-Man is voiced by J.K. Simmons, which is fucking fantastic.
Phenomenal. He does great.
And then his son is voiced by Glenn from The Walking Dead. I forget his
name. Oh, yeah.
Man,
I didn't know that at first, and when I learned it later, I was like, wow, because that doesn't really sound like Glenn totally.
It doesn't. No, I agree.
That's just racist. What is he supposed to sound like?
Wow.
Like an older...
You're done.
Hey, I was talking about age. You went there. That's on you.
Where's a penny?
Until, I don't know, they got out of the prison.
Season 3 is when The Walking Dead went downhill for me.
It was a slog.
I can agree.
Get out of the house. Don't leave the house.
Like, there is only so much you can expand a zombie movie.
Right? No, very, very true. I mean, I actually think they could have done it a lot better without a lot of like the intermediate shit that I quite frankly and probably 3/4 of the audience didn't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Some other little in-between stories. Like, and also the thing that I didn't like about The Walking Dead is the fighting shit. You were so slow against so many slow zombies. Why aren't you beating their fucking ass faster? And then, like, you have Michonne walk up and go.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's, like, 3 more around her, and she's just standing there. It's like, come on, what the fuck is this?
Listen, now you're just watching the zombie Sims is all you're doing, watching people just live out their life.
And if you've seen my TikTok, you can't copy my answers, but I have questions for the both of you.
Oh,
zombie apocalypse loadout. Okay.
Okay.
You get one rifle, you get one sidearm, you get one melee weapon, and you get one piece of special equipment. We'll start with Biz. It's your show.
I will obviously go with my newly redone SKS.
Okay.
Then my sidearm. I don't like my sidearm, so if I bought a different one, I would definitely go with probably a Sig 9. If I got, it'd be somewhere in there, or if I got a 1911-45, that would be probably one of my main ones. You don't quite have the capacity, but at least you have some fucking power to it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as a melee weapon, that's going to be my fucking hatchet. It would be my rebar axe, but that thing will break after a little while because it's thin. So I'd rather go with a nice shorter hatchet where I can really mollywop through some shit. Now, a specialty item, I mean, depending on the situations and shit, you had the best one, but I'm not even going to say what it was. But I think I would try to end up getting some sort of a riot shield or something, something that I can go through and push off, because then I can hack with two and behind me. So I think that that would probably be my main deal that way. Yeah. Yep.
All right. You're up, Davey.
I would say for firearm, I'd go with an AK. My sidearm would probably be my Glock 43X is what I have. Nice, lightweight, small. And for my
melee weapon,
I would mount a lawnmower and ride that like a unicorn.
Like
I'd mount a blade onto a bat, and that would be my melee weapon. Okay. And then for my specialty weapon,
equipment, doesn't have to be a weapon.
Specialty equipment.
I don't know.
Specialty equipment, I think, would mainly be for defensive purposes or something like that. I mean, to be honest, you could also, not saying do it, but you could also have a fucking grenade launcher in hand.
No, you know what? Actually, you know, for my specialty equipment, bubble wrap. I'd bubble wrap the shit out of myself.
Okay.
Bounce them off you. Be like,
yep. Yep. Actually, no. That big ball sits around you.
Yeah.
That's what I'd get, just to keep them away from me, so they couldn't get me.
Let me hit you with one a little better. Okay. I'm going to take the AK because I love my AK, and it's way more reliable than the AR. If it's not as accurate.
I was about to say, like, distance-wise, if you're trying to pick something off, like sniper.
Sure, it's nowhere near as accurate, but AR is not sniper level either.
That's true.
No.
It's nowhere near as accurate, but I can throw that son of a bitch in a mud puddle, come back and get it in a week, rack it, and it's going to fire.
Yeah. Same reason why I like my SKS. Same shit.
Exactly. Sidearm, some kind of suppressed 9mm would be the way to go, because you don't want to get a lot of attention to you. Melee weapon, I would go with a katana. Because they're super sharp and they're usually super long.
I was thinking that because the one that I have, which was it's made good the way that it was supposed to be made.
Yeah, you're super long, so you can keep distance. Like, and if it's that sharp, you can lop a head off if you needed to. Specialty equipment, buddy, shark suit.
I was about to say chainmail. I actually hadn't seen the video that you were talking about.
Yeah,
but I was
I was going
to make more mobility, and if a shark can't bite through it, it covers everything up to your head. If a shark can't bite through it, a zombie sure as fuck's not going to bite through it.
Exactly. Right. That's why I didn't even want to say chainmail, because when you said that shark suit, I'm like, man, that's like, that is perfect. Because really, you could just be like, just standing there and like, gah, 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 nothing's happening.
I want to change my answer.
Mobility now, you know, like he said bubble wrap, which is a good plan, but you're not going to be able to shoot. You don't even gonna be able to shoot if you're completely wrapped in bubble wrap.
Also, that's going to be noisy. You know, you put your arms down.
Pop, 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 pop.
They're on to you. They know.
I want to change my specialty equipment. I want a gay best friend. That way I could just throw him at whatever I need to, and he'll just whine as, you know.
There we go.
But yeah, dude, that's my loadout. And if you guys are familiar, with
gay best friend will get you loadout too.
True. He would. If you guys are familiar with All That Remains, the band, me and the lead singer are friends on TikTok. He actually commented on it. He was like, bro, sharks suit, big brain. I was like,
big brain. That's pretty dope, actually, because I like those guys quite a bit too.
I love them, dude. I've got a picture with Ollie Herbert before he died on my phone. Like,
no shit.
I fucking love that band, man. I've seen him so many times. They're awesome.
What's their
bass player, their new bass player, not the chick from the Fall by Heels, but their new bass player, Aaron Bubble, shouted out my old band, like, on his Instagram. I was just like, I'm going to send him the music and see what happens. And he got on Instagram and he was like, he tagged I don't have it anymore because my band's not together. But he tagged us and he was like, dude, you guys got to check these out. This shit slaps. I was like, did this just happen? Like,
hey, that's cool. Hell yeah.
They're all super cool libertarians, man. Every single one of them is like very, very big into guns, very big into everything. So
that's dope. Hell yeah. But Danny, yeah, what's your loadout?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I kind of stole some of the thunder. I didn't know it was going to go to me. Yeah. I hadn't seen the video, but yeah, AK, for the exact reason he's saying, throw it in dirt, mud, mm-hmm, Jesus, something suppressed. Also, I'm fond of my Walther PPQ because it can hold 15 plus one. So
right.
I have to reload a lot. So just, you know, headshot.
Right.
If you're close. What was the other one? Defensive? What was the thing?
Well, you got melee, then specialty.
Melee, then specialty. Melee, my katana. I have a katana sword. I used to work at Smoky Mountain Knife Works. And they would import stuff in from Japan and all this stuff, like really good places, like really good quality stuff, right?
Right.
Some of the stuff was just remakes and cheap stuff. But one of them was like a $500 sword. And it was made exactly the way that it was supposed to, with folded steel, tempered.
I was going
to
say, yeah, like damn near 1,000 layered shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the neat thing is, it's the same age as me. It was forged in 1982. They forged it, left it in a field of nickel so it would rust all the impurities out of it, absorbed the nickel, reforged it again, and then sold it to the place. And then when I left there, they were like, okay, you've been a cool dude. Here, we gift you the sword. And I'm like, fuck it, hey, this is
wow. Wow.
Those were the gifts that I got for working at a place. It's pretty
that's
damn
badass.
Awesome. Yeah, shark suit or chainmail.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
The only thing about chainmail is it's heavier than a shark suit,
yeah,
and it doesn't cover everything. The shark suit literally covers you from toe to fingers to neck.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no, like, I mean, and it's watertight, so you're not losing any mobility if you had to fight.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Shark suit, that's the way to go.
Or just shark suit it is.
Make sure that I would, if I was in the zombie apocalypse, figure out where Hunter Biden has been and go to those areas, because likely people don't have a lot of teeth. So
right.
They probably smoked them all. So, aces.
Imagine the zombie trying to give you the old gum job.
Right? They're like,
gummy going on. Yeah.
You know the
gummies, like we got walkers. Okay, we got walkers, rotters, gummies. Yeah, whoa.
I want to change my specialty weapon again. I want crack.
So luckily the federal government handed a bunch of that out. So
you know.
Yeah, I'm going to Oregon when the apocalypse hit.
There you go.
No, you know that there's at least one guy watching right now that's like... No teeth got me, huh?
So we can't give me. You might get monkeypox, though.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, did you guys hear about the first animal that came down with it?
Yeah.
Was it a lion?
No,
it's a dog.
Human to dog.
They live, they sleep in bed with two husbands.
Yeah. And it started with an anal lesion or whatever.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yipes, Fred.
Right? Oh, God.
Extremely fucked up.
Yeah.
Big sheesh.
I was reading a story from the Journal over the weekend, and it was man contracts monkeypox simply by hugging a close friend. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I thought it was passed from a very specific act, but maybe I'm wrong. So I read the article. It says that he hugged his friend, and then they went home that night, and then became boyfriend. And I'm like,
okay, yeah.
Then he gave him a mouth hug.
All right, you said it.
That's the mouth hug. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. How many hugs were involved? How many different hugs were involved in this?
What was you hugging, man?
We got hugs, we got tugs.
Yeah, yeah. You almost spelled tug. Yeah. Okay. Very specific act is what's passing it along. And then the CDC bending over backwards after they said it. They were like, oh, that sounds really bad. Oh, let's change the verbiage of that. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, but they just you know, all they do is they just lie. Now that, you know, they got Fauci up there, by the way, who got the biggest biggest government severance package that anybody ever has ever had
in history.
In history. Yeah, he's just going to walk away with all this money for being half right, you know.
If
you hug somebody and then you give them a mouth hug, you might get it, you might not. Depends on how many masks you have. I thought he was joking when he said the two masks. I was just like, now
they're
just
throwing
things at a dartboard and going, let's just see what we could do to these people. Two masks, cut your fourth toe off, and eat a pinky.
And then
you should be good. And I'm like,
what kind of witch's brew is happening here? What the fuck is But dude, when I first heard that too, the two mask thing, I was like, motherfuckers don't even want to breathe anymore. If like you really are wanting to put, you can't even barely breathe with a regular one on. Like, jeez, man.
And then they try to give you instructions on how to have sex.
Yeah. What works with that?
The monkeypox thing, the CDC's guidelines, and where would we be without the infinite wisdom of the CDC? It said that gay men, please abstain from having sex during this time. Masturbate at least a 6 feet difference in front of each other. Like, this is a straight face.
Just staring at each other.
It's literally on the CDC website. Imagine how uncomfortable that would be. Like, if you have a significant other, male, female, chick with dick, dude with boob, doesn't
whatever,
matter.
Whatever. Like, okay, we can't get together, but
imagine being so in politics that you're sitting on opposite ends of the bed just cracking one out. God. No touching.
That's why I can never be gay. I can't look, I can't stare into a man's eyes.
never had a devil's three-way, buddy?
Oh, God.
No. I can barely satisfy one woman, let alone someone else.
Well, no, devil's three ways, you and one of your bros and one of the, and a girl, you know. You don't have to satisfy
them. I've actually done that twice. I was gonna say I've done that twice, but me and the dude never did, but I have done that twice.
Except maybe like high five each other.
Oh yeah. Which is actually pretty funny in the middle when you do that, because then the girl's like,
you ever been like, Eiffel towering a girl and just put your finger in a guy's mouth? No, me neither.
No, never been there. That's another CDC guideline of are you most at risk for contracting monkeypox? Was even straight men who sometimes have sex with other men.
Sometimes.
Yes,
not sometimes. What that means.
I mean, we changed the definition of recession, but I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
They've changed the definition of definition. We went over this last show. They changed the definition of definition.
Yeah, now so, it's fluid.
Fluid. So now you don't no longer have to be gay. You're not gay. You're just a man who has occasional sexual encounters with another man.
Yeah. I'm just a dude who's blown a dude who sometimes likes other
dudes. I'm just the dude who gives a dude a reach around every time a dude's a dude.
Well, it's a very manly thing to do, honestly.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that was great.
I'm gonna assert my dominance over monkeypox and prove that I'm better than monkeypox.
Right.
Monkeypox by fucking dudes.
You're gonna try to captain stance the monkeypox like fuck you.
Get down there where you belong, Red Menace.
Right?
So the name change is supposed to go through later this month, I think.
Name change?
Yeah, they're claiming that the word monkeypox is racist and has too many racist connotations, so they're going to change the name of it. I was so naive when I read the story. I was just like, maybe the guy who named it, maybe there's like, you know, there's always like Latin names for diseases, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, maybe the Latin name that came off of this, we call it monkeypox, but it's got to have some long scientific name. And maybe the guy that named it had some like spicy mentalities or something.
Sure.
They found out and they're like, okay, we're going to change the name now. No, nothing like that at all. No, it's.
Isn't that?
What is it going to change? It's a sickle cell?
Yeah. I never thought anything of it.
The government's saying, hey, monkeypox, that's racist. No, nobody's thinking that except you.
And we're the assholes.
Except you, right? Yeah.
How is it racist?
What are you going to change it next to? Banana pox?
Right. Well, I mean, actually, it's not. Wouldn't it be more like animalist if like you really want to get down to it? Because you're calling it after an animal.
Yeah.
Didn't it come from a monkey? I thought that's why they called it monkeypox, because it came originally from a monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Slow conspiracy theory time. Does anybody here know anyone with AIDS?
No.
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 What happened to AIDS?
No.
It just left. It was just gone.
Like, is that just not a thing anymore?
Like, Magic Johnson cured it, you know?
Yeah. He just threw Magic Johnson threw money at it all, and then it was fucking gone. It was
I'm just saying, like, I've never met anyone with it. I've never seen anybody with it.
Yeah.
Is it gone? Well, is it a thing? Is it
how about ads on TV and on YouTube all the time of, like, you know,
prep?
Your loved one. It's got,
I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you know this or not, but ads are targeted. I've never seen those.
Oh. You've never seen a Trump commercial?
I think I'm weird shit for the news, though. In all fairness.
What was that herpes medicine that used to, like, it had the chick riding the bike and stuff?
Valtrex, I think it was.
I think that was the name
because I do. When I first started seeing that, I was like, people are just happy to be fucking putting this shit out. Like, yeah, I have it. It's okay.
Commercials are so degrading. Commercials are so degrading. Can you just imagine, like, all those women, like, yeah, I got, or the commercials for Viagra and stuff like that, where it's just like, yeah, Jimmy, you know, your ED is not that bad with these new drugs. It's like, yeah, I have AD.
You're that fucking dude. Stick up.
The guy or the person focused, you know, the attention in the video never speaks.
Wiener box.
And it's always just an overlay.
Yeah.
And it's just like they showed up for work one day and they're like, okay, we're doing an ad for some kind of prescription. And we're just going to shoot a lot of B footage of you riding around in a motorcycle and talking. And I'm like, okay, that's an easy job. And then they find out, like, gonorrhea strikes when you least expect it. Oh, God.
Oh, dude, what always gets me with any fucking medications, you always hear the side effects. You're like, I think I'd rather just have the fucking symptom than the disease.
I'll just keep the gonorrhea, please.
Yeah.
You hear the side effects of everything else except for the fucking vaccine. The side effect. You're sitting there and they're rambling off that micro machine, man, yet, you know, what's the side effects of the jab? Nothing.
Oh, dude, that was
catastrophic diarrhea.
Right?
That escalated very quickly.
I think that happened just not too long ago, and I think it was Canada or something like that. This dude's wife took their kid to go get the vaccine.
Yeah.
The kid ended up with myocarditis. Then he recorded the call when he called saying, why didn't you give them basically informed consent, you know, the side effects and shit like that, because you're supposed to do that. And then literally in one of the parts of the call, she was like, well, did she ask? It doesn't fucking matter if she asked. You're supposed to tell them any of it beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, that is what's wild to me. The fucking straight delusion still. Like, I'm sorry, but I want Nuremberg 2.0 hangings. I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Hey, you.
No. Yeah. Go upstairs.
Okay. Probably a good idea to go. Yeah.
We'll set that out.
Just put a big red block.
Right? Just put a block on the side.
Black.
Redacted.
Confidential. I just don't get the people like who still are just, I mean, I still see people wearing masks in their cars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Gloves. You're going to get carjacked by cars.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand where they thought it was a good idea to just tell everybody to wear masks and not expect to get robbed. Like, everybody's got to wear a mask or they won't.
Yeah. I don't have to go to the bank.
Yeah, you have a sign that says you have to have it to the bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the bank and everybody's got masks on and I'm like, oh, this.
I'm about to go in there with my fucking military full pullover. You can't see shit.
You could wear a fucking hat at one point at the bank, and now they're telling you to wear a full face mask? Like, come on, guys. What the fuck are we doing here?
No. Right?
No.
Like, who thought that was a...
If you have a concealed carry permit and you're carrying and you're wearing a mask, that's a felony. Yeah. You're not allowed to do that.
In Tennessee, it is. Yeah. I know about other states.
Yeah. See, in Indiana, actually...
And have a gun on you in a bank? you're done.
Actually, that's a good point. I should look that up here in Indiana. Yeah, are constitutional carry now, but that may still be something like that. I'm not sure. Well,
Tennessee's constitutional carry, but that's right. Still a felony.
Right,
Kansas
right.
Is like somebody when I was getting my allergy shots, and she's like, "How come you don't wear a mask?" And I said, it's "Felony to concealed carry while wearing a mask." And she just goes, "Huh? What?
What?
I got it on me.
See, in Kansas, as long as they don't have a note,
exactly.
As long as you don't have a no gun sticker in the front of your business in Kansas, you can carry wherever you want.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's awesome.
So, there might have been no bank. There might have been a couple banks that didn't have one that maybe some people go into.
It doesn't say you can't have it. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Dude, you should have seen me the first couple months I was here, because I just moved here from Jersey. I've been in Jersey my entire life, so I moved here, and I was told it was constitutional carry, and like I was like this, Indiana.
Yep. So they did make a little exception for a little while, but I mean, that's what I'm wanting. Okay, so then it probably still is against the law then.
Yeah.
So when I first got here, I was like a fucking teenager who just got his first rod. I was like, I can carry this. I'm like posing with it. Like, does it go here? Does it go there? Here? No. Does it? Can you see this? Can you see? Yeah.
Just accessorize with it now. Yes.
You remember the picture of the kid that was going around? I mean, we don't have long, but you remember the picture of the kid that was going around who had the revolver in his hand and he was like holding the base of it and had like a Glock extended magazine.
Yep. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, I got the extendo clip. I'm like, bro, I got roasted so hard.
Oh wow.
Or the I did a TikTok on it of the girl that was like, please don't let your kid have a Glock in the bubble tea store.
Oh my god, I did too. Yeah.
The kid's holding a toy gun that's just like as big as this fucking microphone. Okay. It's fucking massive.
Yeah.
And she literally thought it was a gun, and it was a revolver. And I was like, oh yeah, the Glock revolver model.
That's a fun, like, and I can understand some of the comments about being like kids shouldn't be doing stuff or holding stuff like that in certain areas. What, it's a fucking toy. Shut the fuck up with kids. Kids shouldn't hold real guns. Yeah. But god damn it, that's why you teach your kid reality.
Yeah. Oh my god. like the dollar store would sell you cap guns that look like a revolver.
Yeah.
You pull the trigger. It did revolve when you fill it with caps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looked real as shit. It didn't have no orange tip on it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
No, we were taught respect, and we were taught how to handle things when it came to, you know, dealing with authority.
Right.
But now they're just, you know. Fuck them. Well, that's all it is. Fuck them.
Well, most of the kids these days are all fucking raised by these goddamn safe space fucking parents and shit that don't fucking have any sort of fucking toughness to them at all, that just got babied their whole fucking life. So that's to me, that's a big fucking problem.
Dude, the most racist people out there are the white saviors. Not gonna lie.
Absolutely.
I'm a Hispanic man. I'm third generation Spain. I'm quarter Spanish. And I will tell you right now that I hate white liberal girls under the age of 23 more than anybody in this world. Like,
amen.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I moved away from Jersey to get away from them.
I guarantee it. That's why I said that sucks that you stayed in Jersey so long.
Yeah,
you ain't kidding.
You ain't kidding. I got my wife was just like, hey, you want to move to Kansas? I go, yeah. We leaving now? Where are we going?
Yeah, hey, when are we going?
Yes.
You want to?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I was so ready to go, man. 38 years in Jersey.
God, Jesus.
The way I think is once I realized when I turned a certain age that I can just go to the store and purchase a gun, I was just like, wait, I can do this? That's right. I have a right to do this.
Yeah,
right.
When I bought it, and I was like,
But that was a funny thing though with me too. Is I definitely knew I did not have any fucking felonies or anything like that. But the first time I went to go buy my handgun, I have weed charges. Ooh, so what? I was still nervous even buying it because the fact that we are conditioned to be in that social construct of you have to be worried about shit. But like, no, it should never be like that.
No.
Oh, man, I have had a fucking blast.
This has been fantastic. I have loved the hell out of it. Thank you guys.
This went by so quick.
Yeah, it did. Oh, dude,
yeah. And as a matter of fact, yeah, go ahead and plug your guys' show and stuff, because after this, you guys are doing your show. So everybody head over there to watch this. Plug your guys' show.
Yes. Twitch.tv/TheWrongShow.
Yes.
it's just a group of fun. We do play video games over there, but we'll make sidebar politic comments throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we played Pokemon, our first Nuzlocke challenge that we did, and we our rival, Hunter Biden.
And he was looking for Stardust.
Stardust. Like, yeah, you are the Stardust, man.
Absolutely. I agree with Chris Davis here.
Inventory
needs to be like Rural King. Food, jewels, feed your animals, and guns.
Yes.
Goddamn right.
That's American.
Yes.
But do check us out. Thank you for watching the Business Party Podcast.
Absolutely.
These guys,
this is fucking amazing.
These two kings right here.
Kings.
Hell yeah. Kings. Appreciate it. Hey, appreciate it. Loved having you guys on, and I fucking hope to have you guys on again, and we will I'm pretty sure Davey will be there too, but I'll be in the comments on your guys' show.
Hell yeah. Every other Monday is an option for any time, like I mean, a couple months down the road, whenever you want us on again.
Yeah.
But Monday would actually be every other
Monday. We want to do this.
I'm down. Fuck yeah, that'd be awesome. We could do the Wrong Business crossover quite a bit.
Sounds good to me.
Hell yeah.
I had a blast, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Later.
Later.
All right.